We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Violence in Chicago this weekend has left at least 9 dead, more than 20 shot. In one case, a 1-year-old boy is dead. Chicago police continue to investigate this morning. WBBM's Andy Dane.
Investigators say the boy and his mother were driving home from a laundromat when someone opened fire at their vehicle near 60th and Halsted, striking the 1-year-old in the chest and the 22-year-old mother in the head. Police Chief Fred Waller.
The amount of times it was fired upon, it doesn't seem like it was random. The detectives are feverishly investigating this, looking at video, canvassing the scenes.
The mother was able to drive to a nearby hospital where the baby was pronounced dead. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
This morning, there is word of a $25,000 reward for the arrest and charges in that shooting of the 1-year-old boy. In another shooting, a 10-year-old is dead after being struck in the head with a stray bullet. It happened inside the girl's apartment in Logan Square on West Dickens last night. No arrests at this hour. Police say there is information a group of males may have been shooting at one another on the street nearby at the time of that shooting. On the south side, two people being questioned after four men were shot late last night near 31st and South Roads. One of the men, a 24-year-old, is dead. At least one other in critical condition. Police say they continue to investigate. And in Lawndale, two men shot during a robbery at a residential building in the 3300 block of West Douglas. Police say a gunman walked inside and demanded money from the two, one of them in critical condition this morning. The Fraternal Order of Police have promised members of the DePaul Campus Police, we've got your back.
The financial secretary for FOP Chicago Lodge 7 told the DePaul officers in a letter he had spoken with the director of public safety at DePaul about concerns for harassment on campus after recent protests. He said he was assured there would be a zero tolerance for that kind of behavior. If any member is exposed to it, they are asked to notify campus public safety dispatch. The FOP also said arrests would be made when necessary. Dave Marcet, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Illinois reporting 26 new deaths to COVID-19 and 786 new cases. State officials say more than 1.5 million COVID-19 tests have been administered in Illinois. After multiple near-death scares due to COVID-19, Hector Duenas is finally out of the hospital. That health scare began nearly 3 months ago when Hector went to the hospital for the virus, staying there at times near death before finally making it home yesterday. Hector's wife told CBS2 her husband will always have medical issues from battling COVID.
He has permanent lung damage, permanent scarring in his lungs. This, we still don't know yet to
numbness
what extent. Numbness in his chest. His gait, his walkability. We don't know how his oxygen is going to be in 5-10 years from now. So it's up in the air, but he has permanent damage to his lungs.
Hector left Christ Medical Center in a parade procession and came home to a house decorated for his return. Hector was hospitalized for 84 days. We're committed to bringing you all the updates on coronavirus here in Illinois and around the world, and we're compiling our reporting online at WBBM News Radio. On another medical front, starting next week, all newborns in Illinois will be screened for a hereditary disease.
The Illinois Department of Public Health will now test every baby born in the state for spinal muscular atrophy. Health officials say SMA is a group of hereditary diseases that progressively destroys motor neurons. Those are nerve cells in the brainstem and spinal cord, which control essential activities like speaking, walking, breathing, and swallowing, eventually leading to muscle weakness and atrophy. For babies identified through the newborn screening, treatment should begin even before the infant shows any symptoms of SMA. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
DePaul University has appointed a new secretary of the school. Catherine Stiber will begin her tenure this week. She will also assume the role of vice president and general counsel at DePaul. Stiber has served as assistant university secretary since last year and as deputy general counsel since 2007.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.